This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Certainly engaging the globalist in the info war right now, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday, June 10th, 2014, worldwide broadcast. And we are going to obviously be taking your phone calls and covering all of the incredibly important news that's transpiring. I've got to say that the immigration news is so huge. And it's not even getting a lot of what you call dinosaur media attention. Or they blandly report, oh yeah, a third U.S. military base is filling up with the hundreds of thousands of illegal children who just get off airplanes or who are brought across the border and dumped by their parents. Obama opens third military base to deal with flood of illegal children immigrants as officials insist they are being cared for despite abuse allegations. See, even the Daily Mail, it's about abuse allegations, which is important, but it comes after the crisis itself. The United States is being advertised that if you can get here with leprosy or double amputee or blind child, whatever the case is, we're going to pay for you as the country goes bankrupt. I mean, 30, 40,000 Cubans in the 80s, coming over in a couple of boat flotillas was a big issue because a bunch of them were criminals. They called it the Cuban crime wave because Castro was, you know, dumping a lot of his prisons onto the United States. So some of them were good people. They were political prisoners and people. But that was a minority. And of course, they made the fictional Scarface written by the great Oliver Stone, based on a five-year investigation of real characters he just changed the name of. It's basically a true story, and I've seen an interview he gave where he broke that down. He even spent years with the cartels in Latin America to write that script. He also wrote Conan the Barbarian, interestingly enough, side issue. It was his first big break. The point is that this is hundreds of thousands, it's estimated, over 200,000 already, another 260,000. The federal government came out yesterday in a memo and said they think are going to be coming in. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this has never been done by anybody. Obama is literally taking a giant dump on the country. And I don't usually use scatological verbiage. I don't usually need to use, but I mean, when a shoe fits, wear it. I mean, there's no other way to describe the way this country is being gutted. Our power plants turned off. Obamacare meant to stall our country. Meanwhile, you know the other shoe's about to drop. They start arresting governors and filmmakers and pro-lifers all over the country for their speech, persecuting people, and then coming out and saying, I mean, he had Ronald Reagan on his Facebook. He had Rand Paul on his Facebook. And they've attacked Rand Paul. And they've attacked Breitbart. But No, Alex Jones, we are swamped with the CNN, MSNBC clips. I mean, there's got to be six or seven of them we've already been sent by listeners. And there's no way to air all of this or even digest it all. We're going to try to play some of it where they are basically saying he did it because of me. When everyone knows that I say, do not offensively attack anybody, and it's the worst thing we could do. And it's cold-blooded murder. Just like killing the kids at Waco because they wanted to kill the parents to teach them a lesson. It's a horrible crime. Just because the police represent a corrupt system doesn't mean they're corrupt. I mean, by that extension, if you pay income taxes, are you going to get shot in the back of the head in a restaurant? Because you're funding this. I mean, I pay them. there's a fraudulent tax to a private bank, but they'll break your legs if you don't do it. See what I'm saying? I mean, it's like shooting a bank teller because you're mad at J.P. Morgan Chase or something. I'll be right back.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops to advertise and save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how National Radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Sweet, sweet Carrie. She had the whole show, and that's a natural fact. With Kenny Kane. I've got to tell you, poker is his game. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide, fighting in the info war, toe-to-toe with the New World Order, the globalist. The United States has 315 million people in it. The borders are being completely collapsed as we speak. The United States is being advertised as a dumping ground for anyone that wants to come here. Obama is giving them lawyers, is freezing deportations, is freezing prosecutions of felons if they're illegal for committing arson, rape, and murder. Hundreds of thousands of criminals have been released in the last 2 years alone, 60,000 in the last month, 63,000. It is full-scale destruction of the country. The power plants are being shut down. Half of our energy supply is being shut off right now. A devastating tax on everyone, a poverty control tax. Al-Qaeda is publicly being released and weaponized and let out of prison all over the world and being prepared to attack the United States again. They have the former head of these operations, Alexander, of course, came out and said that we are going to be hit, so give up all of your rights. And we are seeing the public conversion of the war on terror, supposedly being for Muslim extremists, a foreign outside threat. And as we predicted, you're seeing Homeland Security completely inverted against the Tea Party, libertarians, conservatives, you name it. Remember, I've been telling you intensely for 6 years that the system is going to shift Homeland Security on to the Liberty Movement, a.k.a. Americana, people that want to keep America somewhat free and somewhat free market. If you're a milquetoast conservative, you're being listed as a terrorist. And it's a social attempt to intimidate everyone to basically run up a communist flag or a Marxist flag or a socialist progressive flag outside of their house in the culture to openly announce yourself with the system, or they're saying they'll label you a racist, a homophobe, or a terrorist. And that's what's now happening. And if we give in to this authoritarianism that is the opposite of Thomas Jeffersonian liberalism, true liberalism means freedom. True liberalism was Thomas Jefferson saying, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. That would be called terrorism today, stating that basic fact. And so what we now have unfolding is a total and complete balls to the walls rollout. Balls to the walls is a aviator term for pedal to the metal, shoving the throttle all the way forward. And they have shoved it balls to the wall. Boom. As far as it'll go, down into the console, full power. And that tells you they're getting ready to make their move. And you notice that going along with Glenn Beck and others, Breitbart does a lot of great work, that site, and is helping libertarianize the Republican Party, and it puts out a lot of great research. I'm a big fan of Breitbart.com. They've had a few of their neocon writers attack me and say, Alex Jones is linked to violence. Alex Jones is going to cause violence. And we've covered that just a few weeks ago. And I said, you better watch it. Because, A, that's not true. But, B, more importantly, you're going to get blamed as well by trying to cozy up to this. And now that's all over the news that this supposed shooter, one of the two shooters, the Joker, who now we find out was into the Satanism and all sorts of just evil, which is continually the same MO for the real mass shooters, is devil-worshipping, death-obsessed pibs. I've said, you want to profile somebody? They're always devil-worshipping pibs into death. We don't even know if it's a true story because there's the fact that the establishment's been caught staging false flags before on record. They've been caught lying about everything under the sun. So you can't on the face believe anything they say or do, because they admit that they lie to the public routinely in between saying that your children belong to them. So this is the archipelago of bizarreness that we have to navigate. But let me quantify it very simply here. The fact that Infowars.com is under unmitigated, sustained, continual, hysterical attack is because in all the MSNBC and CNN pieces we've got, there's like six of them that we found so far, they say we need the Republicans to stop going down this path and to not be radicalized and to not listen to Alex Jones. We need to ostracize him. We need to shut him down. Or it's going to really discredit you, Republicans. Just do not be involved. I mean, they're in three of these clips I've seen, they're begging, saying, we the Democrats are going to de-escalate the rhetoric. We want to be friends. We want them to be nice. Now, why are they doing that, ladies and gentlemen? Because they're scared to death. The White House runs Media Matters on record. Almost all of them are former staff of the White House. They have weekly briefings. And you notice MSNBC, CNN, all of them follow what Media Matters says as the script is loaded into the teleprompters. So that's why the website's important. Has hardly any traffic. The public doesn't read it. But the London Guardian, the Associated Press, Reuters, they all go and get their talking points from there. And the talking point is go after Alex Jones. And then that is vomited out everywhere to try to scare people away from this broadcast, to try to make people not listen to what we have to say and define reality and say, this guy did this because he was a fan of Alex Jones. Remember the supposed Boston bombers? We exposed they had drills that day. We exposed evidence of false flag, which all came out later. That the older brother was under CIA payroll. That even came out in mainstream German and Russian news. And the Russians had blown his cover, so then U.S. news had to cover it. I mean, that's to be investigated. I don't know exactly what happened there, but definitely a double agent, bare minimum. Okay, there was more going on in Boston than we were told. They were trying to kill both of them to cover it up. And one brother's pled not guilty. Nobody even hears about that. We can play the clip where they said, you know, they were fans, they did it because of Alex Jones, and he's deeply racist. We have the clip on screen of your TV viewer. MSNBC blames Boston bombing on deeply racist Alex Jones, close quote. So I've been through this before, folks. I live this, where three cops get killed in Pittsburgh, and they say the guy did it for me within 2 hours, and we go to the guy's own postings on the white supremacist websites run by the feds, and he openly says he hates me for years and wants to get me, and I better watch it. Never said anything nice about me. Attacked me on my own website. But they said he did it for me. So see, I'm used to this, ladies and gentlemen. So, we did find one of the clips of literally hundreds where I said during the Bundy Ranch event, I would look for them to kill cops, set up patsies, and blame it on Alex Jones. We have that clip. We're going to play it in a moment. I've been living this for almost 20 years. In fact, more than 20 years, as George Humphreys pointed out on air when he was a guest yesterday. I've known George for about 21 years. I've been involved at least 22, but on air, 19 and a half. I've been through it, folks. And for a normal person who hasn't seen all this crazy stuff, people just have no idea how bizarre the globalists are and that they're psychologically predisposed to commit crimes the same way over and over again. Everybody's pathological. Everybody does things the same way or tends to. But with criminals, in their psychology, the different types of criminals, it's like a dog to their vomit. Over and over again, they do the same thing. And so you learn the patterns. And sometimes it's a real attack. But then you look at how statistically it's incredibly rare. And in every MSNBC clip we've got, they say over and over again, it's an epidemic, it's an epidemic, it's an epidemic. You go up to Infowars.com, Indiana Sheriff, we need military equipment because U.S. is a war zone and there's an epidemic of veteran violence. Go look at the statistics. We've written an article about it. It's not true. There is no epidemic. Mass shootings are flat. Overall shootings are down 52%, Justice Department's own numbers. But they don't care. They say, we've got to have all these weapons. Across America, police departments are quietly preparing for war with who? The Tea Party, gun owners, and veterans. That's the globalist takeover. But it will become a self-fulfilling prophecy if they stage the events. And if they stage some events or hype it enough, Patriot's going to kill cops. Patriot's going to kill cops. There will be naturally, you know, organic crazies of the same profile. It's always weird, devil-worshipping people that dress up like DC comic characters and who are into death, who go out and who are on drugs and who have criminal records that go out and do this. When it's real, And then you've got the media editing things, like the White House, Media Matters, this is key, this is coming up, runs this clip where I say it's totally staged. Of course, we're going to get the full clip. You got to find it in the three-hour show, because I remember saying it's either organically the evil culture has done it, or it was staged.
The best refuel stoves on the market for disasters and survival are Silverfire. Its CleanCook stove technology allows you to pasteurize emergency drinking water, cook a meal, or sanitize your cookware with just twigs. A U.S. veteran-owned company, Silverfire's mission is emergency and recreation cooking products. Made of quality stainless steel, Silverfire's wide line of indoor and outdoor models range from solo backpack models to large family units. Cook cleanly and for free. Get yours today at silverfire.us. That's silverfire.us.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners. Visit freecovertknife.com to see this covert knife in action and to claim yours free. It's the same knife you've seen in airline magazines for $29.95. But today, it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. Go to freecovertknife.com. Go now.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Our founders pledged their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor to fight tyranny, and it's time to fight again. I'm Tisha Cassidy, and I'm running as an independent for Congress in Colorado. I fight to end the military police state, ban GMO toxic foods, and abolish legal tender laws. Consider donating some of your hard-earned fiat currency to help me fight. Donate $25 or more, and you'll receive a gift to awaken others. I need and appreciate your support. Please donate at Cassidy2014.com. That's Cassidy2014.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Tisha Cassidy to Congress.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you.
government is openly buying billions of rounds of ammo, deploying weaponized drones against the American people, publicly announcing it, deploying thousands and thousands of giant armored wheeled tanks, and openly saying their main enemy is returning veterans who are going to be attacking police when none of that's happening. You've got the media saying, I'm going to cause people to kill cops for years, and then now magically it's happening. Can you say shut up? Bare minimum, as I said about 10 times yesterday, this is being sponsored by the sick culture of death. This is the culture of death, general mass mind control of a sick society. Obsessed with torture porn, obsessed with destruction porn. I mean, even CNN had an article about Godzilla and why are we obsessed with destruction porn? And girls going out and stabbing other girls because they're a fan of, a comic book character that stabs people. What's he called? Skinny man? Thin man? Slender man. Yeah, all of this going on. And people killing in the name of the Joker. There's no discussion about how sick the society is or why is it always the same MO when it's a real event. Another stabbing's now been linked to the Slender Man meme. There's no discussion of these people always into the macabre and Satanism and death and the nihilistic society. It's no, Ronald Reagan was on somebody's Facebook, so it's Ronald Reagan's fault. I mean, I'm right next to Ronald Reagan on his website, a Ronald Reagan speech on the supposed, ringleader shooter on his Facebook. That's like saying the police in Southern California are guilty because Dorner was a cop and went and shot people. It's just incredible. I stand for what I stand for. And that is no offensive violence. And the last thing you want to do, even if a civil war starts, I've said, is go after the rank and file general minions of the system. You want to reach out to them and wake them up, and we want to stop this civil war from happening that the globalists are clearly gearing up for and admitting they're preparing for. That's the big issue, is that they're telling us to square off and kill each other. That's the big scandal. And then using tragic events like this that we stand against every day to then project it onto us. This is what's happening. This is the framing of the future battle space before it all kicks off. And I hope we can stop it from kicking off because it's going to be bad for every American in this country. I know most police are informed and awake and care about their communities and do want to protect and serve and have not been federalized. And a lot of feds are good people. But if this civil war kicks off, it's going to be hellish. And if the police and military think a bunch of armored vehicles and helicopters are going to do anything in a asymmetrical civil war, it's going to be like hell on earth in this country. Americans and libertarians and patriots and veterans whose backs are against the wall is going to look like millions of Rambos turned loose in the country against the globalists. I mean, it is going to be a disaster. Millions of former military, special forces, you name it, who know they're targeted, who know they're being demonized. It's all public. And your PSYOP doesn't work against them. And they're sitting there watching it all happen and trying to keep their head down, not looking for trouble. But the social engineers, the psych warfare chiefs at the White House and MSNBC and CNN think you're so stupid. That you're just going to go along with it. They're not buying billions of rounds of ammo and admitting they're gearing up for war with the Tea Party for nothing. Notice the Tea Party is doing nothing. Nothing violent, has done nothing. And they just keep saying, we're going to kill, we're going to attack, it's going to happen. So I'm saying, hey, they might stage something. They have a history of it. We're going to come back and play all the clips. And then magically it happens right in Harry Reid's state, right in that city. And the whole thing reads like something scripted, just like the Bo Bergdahl situation, all of them. These are people that get on MSNBC and say, we lied to you and said drones didn't exist when they do. Never mind the man behind the curtain. I mean, we
can't believe anything they said. They staged Fast and Furious, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking their hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet. In tomorrow's today, worship will be gone.
One shootings over the weekend, four of them fatal in Chicago, but that's just another weekend in Chicago with the gun ban. Meanwhile, two police get killed, a citizen gets killed, and then the two reported shooters get killed, and before they even magically connected it to a Facebook that had Rand Paul, Breitbart, Alex Jones, Ronald Reagan on it, they were already blaming me, and then magically, of course, it's all my fault. So I've been through this over and over again, but this isn't about Alex Jones. It signifies that the establishment is making their move on so many fronts to convert Homeland Security completely over from outside al-Qaeda, who they publicly run, who they publicly have had kill over 300,000 Syrians, and who they publicly have been caught launching multiple chemical attacks on Syria and on civilians, to then try to blame the Syrian government. And they got caught, NATO and Turkey, BBC even had to admit, launching those. And it's Cy Hirsch has reported on it, New Yorker magazine, confirmed, staged by NATO, and Obama is involved. The Obama administration is quarterbacking the funding and the weaponizing. So I want to ask this question of Media Matters and MSNBC and folks that work for the White House. I understand you're leftist ideologues. It's all about power. I understand you know you're authoritarians and that you're basically psychologists that manipulate the public. I mean, I know you know who you are. But you really are signing on to some evil. We do have the CBS memo. The reporter had to quit and leave CBS. We're going to get her on the show in the near future because it was so censored. But she got the memo. And I wondered how CBS broke it. Well, she just did her job and it got through the cracks. That they were staging Fast and Furious that killed thousands in Mexico, hundreds here, including seven, at least, quote, law enforcement officers, most of them Border Patrol. That was done to blame the Second Amendment. Now, before that memo came out, we were saying, obviously, it's a false flag to blame the Second Amendment. And it came out, it was a false flag to blame the Second Amendment. And you could pull up the CBS memo. Just type into the search engine that the term, pull up the exact thing from memory. You type into the search engine, White House or Justice Department wanted to use Fast and Furious to restrict Second Amendment. And then you've got the memo right there. So if they've done false flags before, if they've done this before, and they have a history of it, and they get on TV and admit that they lie to us, and they laugh at us, and they say raising debt limits doesn't raise debt limits, and they say if you have a business, you didn't build it, and your kids belong to the state, and Obamacare has lowered your premiums even though it's increased them on average, and you can keep your doctor. There it is, CBS News. Documents. ATF used Fast and Furious to make the case for gun regulations. And then you read the article, and they go on to admit that it was a setup to blame that. Fast and Furious to argue for controversial new rules about gun sales. Documents obtained by CBS News show that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives discuss using their covert operation to blame the Second Amendment. And then you can click through the article and see the documents and the timeline. Okay, so let's say there's a neighbor who's a convicted bank robber. You got a neighbor who's a convicted bank robber, and then there's a bank robbery a month after he moves in, and you see his description on the news that it's a 60 or so old man with gray hair and a long beard. And you're looking out your back window at your neighbor who's just bought a new car and is eating a bunch of filet mignon in his backyard, and he didn't have any money the week before, and you're in a working-class neighborhood. You're going to start to think, maybe my neighbor robbed the bank. He looks like he just came into a bunch of money. He fits the description, and I know he's a convicted bank robber. So if you started thinking, maybe Bob's the guy that just robbed the bank. He doesn't have a job, but he just bought a new car. Are you a conspiracy theorist for thinking he may be a suspect? That's my issue. Now, I want to go through some of these clips, but MSNBC, the London Guardian, CNN, they're all playing this clip directly off White House-run Media Matters. MSNBC quotes Alex Jones. And they take my clip, and again, I remember this on the show yesterday. You heard it. We're going to try to find in the 3 hours on the timeline where I said it, but I know right after I said this, it was during the first hour. If I had to say, I'd say 35 minutes, 36 minutes, 30, right around there in the show is where my memory thinks I said this, but I said this a couple times, so I'm not sure. I said, this is staged, ladies and gentlemen. My gut tells me it's staged, either by the sick general mind control of the love of death, torture porn, murder porn, shoot 'em up video game, death goth, Satanism culture, or it's been staged by a government that has a long history of staging false flags to blame the Second Amendment And it's even in Operation Northwoods, where the Pentagon wanted to stage mass shootings and blame it on their political enemies. But JFK said no. And that's ABC News. Look it up. Operation Northwoods, ABC News. 2001 declassified 9 months before 9/11. It was in January of that year. So that's the issue here. This could be real. But you can believe they can go on planetinfowars.com message boards. Anybody could. People go create fake profiles of me on Facebook, Twitter. There's all sorts of anti-Alex Jones campaigns where they send people mean letters in my name, program the company fax machine. People get that number, program that, and send threats to the police department. And the cops call me and say, Alex, you didn't send these death threats to us, did you? The detective, this is years ago. And I went, what death threats? Over a fax machine. Is this your fax number? Yeah. You didn't send these death threats? Well, no. Yeah, we figured that. It's easy to spoof that and reprogram it. I mean, all I'm saying is, ladies and gentlemen, I've been the victim of this. So who knows who these cutouts are? He's a multi-time ex-con. Perfect cutout. We don't know. And they'll take an informant. They'll tell them they're part of a drill. They'll set them up. I don't know if that's what happened here. But either it's part of the sick culture, the general ambient mind control of just evil, demon possession, whatever you want to call it. Evil is out there. Evil lives. Or it was a staged event in Harry Reid's district with Harry Reid's controlled police. I mean, he's a mafia don in Vegas, ladies and gentlemen. His whole family just openly, almost his whole family, granddaughters, sons, you name it, get campaign money for weddings. Don't get in trouble. They do things, let's not exaggerate, 10,000 times worse than what Dinesh D'Souza did. His thing was a technical deal for not calling it a PAC when he got four friends to give money to his friend. Crooked toenail. Dinesh D'Souza facing 10 years in prison. Filmmaker, because he made him mad. He was on the show yesterday. I mean, they'll do anything. They're coming after people. He gives his sons all these big Senate contracts, Chinese energy deal contracts, and he's involved with Akern. Just he's involved with Jack Abramoff. And let me tell you, he's a real gangster, folks. I'm going up against a real gangster. I need your prayers. I'm not saying I'm macho. I'm not saying I'm tough. But let me tell you, I'm doing something real here. This isn't a game. It's not a joke. This is the real deal, this broadcast. And, you know, most people couldn't handle the pressure. I'm not bragging, by the way, saying, hey, man, I'm taking on a lot. I'm just saying, expect me to not have all the answers. Expect me to get things wrong. Expect me to be under stress and act like a jerk sometimes and to stammer and cut off guesting people because I'm so real, ladies and gentlemen, I can't put on an act. I don't know how to. And I'm going up against totally evil people who we know have committed all these crimes before and who've been caught, and we know their MO, and they're militarizing the police, and now every time a car backfires, you know, they say it's a school shooting in shutdown areas, and they're training us all to live as prisoners as militarized police are deployed, and as all of America turns into something that resembles Boston in the aftermath of the Boston bombing. They have routine checkpoints now on highways where you pull up and the cops all aim M16s at you, even though you don't match the description, to just get you used to living in Fallujah. And in dozens and dozens of Army documents that are public, they say, and the FBI says, and the police say, we are training for a war with the Tea Party and the veterans and the gun owners. And I've said hundreds of times, over and over and over and over again, you've heard me here. It's like saying, prove the Atlantic Ocean exists. It's right there. And I need the listeners to go into all the files, all the shows in the last few months where I've been saying they're going to shoot cops and they're going to try to connect it to us and blame us. I need you to find those clips so we can play them here. Because we're too busy covering the now to dig all that out, even though I literally say it every day, every hour. We just need you, the listeners, to go to the Bundy Ranch coverage, go in there when I talk about false flags and what they're planning, and to find those clips and put them on YouTube. We need your organic help to be able to do this as well. Because we're not at the Atlantic Ocean. We're here in Austin, Texas, but many of you are on the Atlantic, to use the analogy. You're there watching the show each day. You know where those clips are. We need your help. We're so overwhelmed. It's like they've got a batting cage machine shooting balls every second. Boom, 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 boom. So fast, we can't even hit the balls, is the analogy I would use. So this isn't about Alex Jones, folks. It's about the fact that you could argue, well, you're so goofy and you're so discredited that they use you as a poster boy to discredit libertarian ideas. No, no, that's the surface level. This show is exploding in popularity, and we have the globalist number. And so much of what we said has now been proven to be accurate and coming true. We know their MO. If this ever becomes mainstream, which it's starting to, that's it for them. And I'm willing to take the heat to say it first. I'm willing to hit the barbed wire as the shock troops in the info war and take one for the team. Because I realize how bad these people are, I really want to oppose them. I'm stepping up to the plate against them. So we need your prayers. We need your financial support now more than ever. Because they've launched a soft Democratic Party campaign on Facebook to contact everybody associated with this operation, to contact our affiliates, to contact everybody and say, oh, my God, you're supporting a cop killer. When everyone knows my show says, do not go out and kill people. They're going to blame us for this. And then now you see them doing it. See, this show stands for what we cover. If Obama's bankrupting the country, shutting off the power plants, opening the borders to illegals, persecuting the press, persecuting the Tea Party, engaged in classical authoritarian moves, and then they militarize the police, train them to go after the Tea Party and Liberty Movement, and then people really start fighting back, it's the globalists that started the Civil War, not me that tried to stop it. And see, that's the secret right there. The main reason they hate my guts is I figured out what they're planning from reading their declassified and public documents, because they're getting ready to go operational. We were getting these from FBI, federal marshals, state police, and others in 2009, 2010, when nobody else was getting them. And they were national news. Remember how crazy it sounded that the military is trying to take on veterans and gun owners and libertarians? Couldn't be true. Now it's on the news every day because they're getting ready to roll it out, folks. We saw it before it came. That's the proof. They were gearing up for it before it ever happened. Not because they had a crystal ball, ladies and gentlemen, but because they were training to stage the false flags to then get the revolution started. They're the revolutionaries. It's their globalist revolution against America. Look at how we're being conquered by foreign banks with Obamacare. Look at how we're conquered with foreign banks to banker bailouts. Look at how our borders are wide open, and they're saying, bring any poor kids here, we'll take them. I mean, this country is going down. Half the country's power comes from coal, 52%. They're shutting most of them down right now. Power prices are going down. An enemy army would cut our power off. Folks, it's an enemy operation. It's collaborators. They're bringing us to our knees to put us on welfare. We're being domesticated right now. That's the Soviet model. Take the kids, raise them by the state, domesticate the parents. We are going under domestication right now. So we're going to try to find the clip just because it's stunningly powerful from yesterday where I said, this is staged, ladies and gentlemen, and my gut tells me that it's either criminal elements of the Democratic Party with a staged black op setting up patsies in a drill, or it's the organic, sick culture that's been promoted by the globalists that's causing this with that particular profile of the devil worshiper PIBs that keep doing this. Okay? When I say person in black, I ain't talking about Johnny Cash, folks. I'm not against people who like to wear black. Most of them are nice people and artists and folks. The whole point is that it's that particular subset continues to pop up. Not the Tea Party, not returning veterans. And they're getting ready, folks. I've never seen such a full court press assault from CNN, Anderson Cooper, just all of them. Now, here's MSNBC quoting Alex Jones, but again, out of context, and I stand by it could be the government, and my gut tells me that something stinks here. Just like day one, I said I didn't buy the Bergdahl story on that Sunday. And then it all came out, everything we said, it was totally phony. We were the first to say that. In fact, I told my reporters on Saturday, don't go with this when it first broke on Friday. On Saturday, I talked to them. I said, because we can't prove it yet. I'm sick of being out front. Just wait. I don't care, Biggs, if you've got people that were in his unit. I want proof on Monday. Those conversations happened. We know how these operations are run. We know when something's fake. Let's go to the MSNBC clip.
But on the airwaves today, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, of whom Jared Miller was allegedly a fan of, Alex Jones fomented even more anti-government paranoia.
We are in the middle of a globalist revolution against this country right now, and my gut tells me that the cold-blooded, degenerate, evil killing of two police officers and a citizen in Las Vegas yesterday is absolutely staged, ladies and gentlemen.
Joining me now is the host of MSNBC's The Reid Report, Joy Reid. Joy, this keeps getting stranger and more distressing by the hour.
See,
there are two pieces here.
This is all junior high school. They all shake their heads and laugh. You mean we're known liars? The government publicly funds al-Qaeda and false flags?
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Joy, this keeps getting stranger and more distressing by the hour. There are two pieces here. One seems to be the epidemic of mass violence and mass shootings in public spaces. The other is the zealotry of the far, far right fringe. And Alex Jones is unbowed.
Yeah. And that's, and I think that second piece is really important, because here you had a couple who both were drawn to Nevada to support Clive and Bundy.
Now, you notice, they just say the same thing over and over again. There's an epidemic of mass shootings. Well, when the movie Jaws came out, and we've shown the mainstream news articles from the time in the newspaper, resorts had to put ads out in the 70s, early 70s, for 5 years straight. They had the same stories every year. Editorials saying, sharks only kill less than 10 people a year worldwide. You have a better chance of being struck twice by lightning in a year and dying from that than you do from sharks. But people still, to this day, decades later, Jaws came out, what, like 73, 74, still swimming worldwide has gone down in warm seas like the Caribbean that great whites aren't even in because of that movie. And it is the exact same thing here. Mass shootings are flat. Overall shootings are down, unless you're in Chicago or Mexico. And that's just a fact. But she says there's an epidemic. See, everything comes out of their mouth is a lie or a distortion. Then she says something that's true. And they say this in all the different clips. They say Alex Jones doesn't care. He's unbowed. Then they have the Southern Poverty Law Center expert on. They have these other experts on. And they're going, oh, my gosh. He's radicalizing the Republicans. Oh, my gosh. They've got to stop. They've got to denounce him. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if what I'm saying, the talking points I'm putting out that are based in reality and facts and research, get picked up by the Republican Party, it's over. The Republican Party is being taken over by libertarians right now in almost every midterm primary happening right now. Hardcore libertarian Tea Party patriots are winning. And MSNBC does shows every week saying, look at this Republican. He's an Alex Jones listener. Don't vote for him. Here he is plugging Alex Jones, this guy or that guy at this state level or this federal level. Dude, don't vote for him, and then they win by a landslide. Let me just say this. All the New World Order can do is kill me. By demonizing me, you just make me a folk hero. And I can feel the danger, by the way. I'm not pleased by any of this. I feel sick at my stomach. But it's a job I've got to do, and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to follow this through all the way to the end, no matter what happens. Whatever the price may be, we're going to follow through on this. Like Winston Churchill said, we shall go on to the end. Whatever the cost will be, we shall defend our island. We shall never surrender. Well, I shall defend this republic and the ideas of freedom, and I will never surrender. I don't care how many crimes you blame on me. I don't care if you claim that I'm responsible for the crucifixion of Jesus Christ or the sinking of the Lusitania or the Titanic. I didn't do it. I stand for freedom. I'm against killing police officers, and people ought to be glad I'm on air trying to tell radicalized folks that have been pushed by the system, don't be violent. Every day, because that's what I believe. And that's why they're saying, I want violence, because they want to kick a civil war off, and they don't want us stopping it. We have billions of listeners. If you go out there and try to stop the civil war, if you go out there and try to be nice to police and inform them, if you go out and communicate with them instead of us getting in a war with them, we're going to defeat the globalists peacefully. They don't like that. I mean, we got a bunch of Al Sharpton clips, folks, that are coming up where he literally is trying to start a war. They're the ones saying you're racist if you don't want to turn your guns in. They're the ones saying that the Tea Party is going to engage in terrorism with no evidence. And then it starts happening. It's very suspicious. I mean, these people funded Al-Qaeda.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in unlike
online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.